Whatever's in there has been safely hidden for 2,000 years. This isn't a tomb. It's a prison.
Nick!
The hieroglyphs said she was named Amunet, chosen to be Egypt's next queen. But her thirst for power led her down a darker path, one that had to be stopped.
Because of your actions, this ancient power has returned.
Mummy, starring that Brendan Fraser and Rachel... Oh, wait a minute, I got the wrong movie. Sorry. The new Mummy, 2017 Mummy, that Universal Dark Monster Universal Mummy, starring that Tom Cruise and Sofia Boutella. Probably just fucked that name all up. So here we go. We finally got to the Mummy, and I'm kind of glad we just got to this and get it over with. Because Universal, they've been amping up this Dark Universe for quite a couple of months now, and I'm just like, well, you get a lot of questions about it, and you just can't say anything until that first movie come out. So I'm glad we got this finally out the way, and we can now finally see, once that box office results come in, did it make a profit? Well, that's not what this review to tell you. This movie review is here to tell you if the movie is good or not. Plot synopsis. We got Tom Cruise. He kind of plays, the scummiest of scum. Like, it kind of makes no fucking sense either, because he plays a military soldier, too. He's a soldier. But they all know that he steals and puts it on the black market and shit like that. But yet, they don't, like, he gets in, like, no type of trouble at all for this. It's like, wow, if only this was the real military. They would have court-martialed his ass the very fucking next day. Hell, the very next day, they would have court-martialed his ass in an hour. I don't know if they know this, but it's kind of illegal for U.S. armed soldiers to be heading up into the Middle East and just stealing shit, selling it on the black market. It's kinda illegal. Yep, just kinda. He's teamed up with, what's his buddy's name here? Jack Johnson, that's right. Jake Johnson. Jake Johnson in here. That's right, that was Courtney B. Vance. Courtney B. Vance plays their Colonel Greenway. Chris Vail is Jake Johnson here. Tom Cruise played Nick Mort. We open up with a flashback sequences here of Sofia Boutella, who was supposed to be the queen of Egypt at this time. Her father, well, I don't know who that was played by. He looked very fucking familiar, though. People have to forgive me, too. This is one of the many reviews I'm doing today. And I'm just not used to the one-screen thing here. And Parker Sawyers, I knew I saw him in here. Parker Sawyers, you don't know him. He played Obama in the South Side with You film. Parker Sawyer with, what's her name? I forgot that played Michelle. Good actor, though, and stuff. But, damn, he's just a pilot in here? Oh, guess that showed out where that played out for him, though. Either way, guess you play Obama one film, next you know, you're just a fucking pilot in one that doesn't get any lines. But we open up with Sofia Boutella before she became the mummy and stuff like that. She's in Egypt. She's training. She's a badass queen. Future queen, if you will be. Her father, though, has this, I don't think it was saying it was her mother, but it was a girlfriend. And she ended up giving birth to a son. So Sofia Boutella, who plays, what's her name? Amunet? Queen Amunet, or future Queen Amunet, that's right. And she saw that boy born, and she said, oh, hell no. That little bastard is not about to take what is about to be rightfully mine, because she knew, you know, most of the crowns, they get passed on to their sons. But since she was the only kid and was a girl, she's like, hey, it's perfect being an only child. I'm about to get that crown, baby. I'm about to rule these motherfuckers and whatever. So one night she decided, no, I'm going to have to kill them. But I guess in good conscience, she couldn't do it on her own. So she turned over to the dark side of things and almost damn near sold her soul to what they known as the Egyptian devil. Next thing you know, this mummy comes up out of nowhere and hands her a blade with a jewel on top of it. I don't really go into much detail about this jewel in this sequence, which they kind of should, even with the which I think it was Russell Crowe narrating in this sequence too as well. And she ends up cutting her father's throat. They don't shy away from that shit at all. Like that's where she gets all these funky tattoos on her and stuff like that, which it just made her, for me, it just made her look hotter. I was just like, that's sexy. I was like, you got a dark side, girl. That's what I'm talking about. She cuts this dude's throat, though, and cold-blooded, like, look on her face, just like, yeah, you deserved it. Next you know, she kills the wife. Then she goes and kills the baby. Blood squirts on her face. They don't shy away from that at all. Oh, but before that, too, by the way, Universal, they opened up with that Dark Universe logo, and I was just like, wow. They cut no corners on that. They was like, they're going full-blown into this universe. They straight up, as soon as that Universal logo pulled up, you went around that globe, and then the Dark Universe. But I was just like, oh my. I was like, you might want to hold back on that. But then again, who knows? Even if this movie fails box office-wise, they might still go forward. They'd be like, fuck that. We put a lot of time and care into this. We going forward with this, whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it, Universal, then you can always, it's never too late to Dracula Untold this shit. Because that was supposed to be the first movie of this franchise. Either way, though, so we move on here. She ends up trying to kill, which they never explained who this guy was. I guess it was her lover or something like that. She's going to kill his ass, and I guess she was going to use him as a vessel to release their Egyptian devil upon the world. Why she wanted to do that, who the fuck knows? I have no clue, to be honest. I really don't know why. It's like, wait a minute. I guess the dark side just consumed her to believe that she needed to release him, because wasn't her whole thing was just, I wanted to kill the kid just so I could become queen. Like, they didn't really explain, what is her goal here? What's her plan here? Like, it seems like this, her plan was just, she's more of a MacGuffin. She's just there to say, we got a universe going and we need to establish that the mummy was somewhat present in this universe, I guess. Because they never explain anything about this character. And I think it's one of his biggest flaws in the film, to be honest. Either way, though, so she gets up getting caught. They end up killing his ass. And they don't kill her. Oh, no. The Egyptians, they are some vindictive, evil motherfuckers. And when they need to get their revenge or for killing their king, oh, they get their revenge. They do some hardcore shit. And Egyptians, I applaud them, too. I applaud them because in America, you grow up learning that, oh, it's just material shit. You can't take that shit when you die. The Egyptian said, shit. When I die, you bury all this shit with me. Jewels and every goddamn thing with me. You take it with me. I'm taking this shit to the afterlife. So, by that merit, I have already texted my sister and told her, you will be, since she's the youngest and I believe she will live longer than I will, you will be burying my ass in a tomb with my shit. I don't give a damn how you pay for it, but you better make it happen. Bury me next to one of them goddamn pharaohs, too. Matter of fact, put me next to Cleopatra if you find her grave. Put me in her pyramid somewhere. I want to be up in there caressing the luxury of that dead body right there. That's historic women right there, baby. Don't get no better than that. Either way, though, so they end up wrapping her ass, mummifying her, and they drag her. They even say in the movie, they took her 1,000 miles away from Egypt. Dragged her 1,000 miles to bury her ass somewhere. And they dug deep into this shit. And they put her ass in this tomb. Not only that, though, people. They encase her ass with mercury, too. I was like, Jesus Christ. they put mercury. I guess that was what was keeping her. Granted, in today's, that shit'll kill you. I guess for her, it was just keeping her sedated, if you will. They filled her tomb up with mercury and all kind of other shit, too. So, and buried her alive, well, not in mercury, and in the sands of Egypt, or I guess in this time, Mesopotamia, which later be known as, oh shit, I'm fucking up on my, is that Iraq or Afghanistan? I always get the two fucked up. Either way, so we fast forward here, a couple, thousands of years later, if you will. Tom Cruise is, him and his buddy, Chris here, Chris and Nick, and they're getting ready to find this treasure that they can so they can sell on the black market, only to be known that it's held up by some insurgents. They say, well, Tom Cruise character, he says, fuck it, let's go up in there anyway. Next time they get shot at, Chris ends up calling in a war missile to come in and take them out. War missile does come out, only it doesn't take them out, it just scares them away, and it buries a hole into the ground where they find Egyptian statues and stuff. And they go like, whoa, whoa. Next thing you know, we get introduced to Courtney B. Vance's character, Colonel Greenway. He comes in and says, what the fuck were you doing here? You was not even supposed to be here. Pretty much he done broke every rule in the military guidebook that he possibly could. And we get appearance from Annabelle Wallace, who plays Jenny Halsey in here. We end up finding out that she's an archaeologist, and she got her map stolen by Tom Cruise after a 15-second of night of fucking, according to her. That was her words, not mine. Terrible dialogue in that sequence, by the way. And next thing you know, Courtney B. Vance's character, instead of, you know, doing whatever it is you can do when you break the law in the military, no, he tells Tom Cruise and what's his name? Jake here. Y'all go in that hole with her. And I was like, what? Didn't you just say, whatever, who cares? I mean, I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed this opening act here. But when you just get down to the logic and the whole dialogue of the situation, it's just kind of stupid in some sorts. But I thought it was really fun, though, in this opening act here. They go down there. Next thing you know, at Tom Cruise, they start to notice, ooh, there's some. I told you it was jewels down here. Only for Nick and Jake, Chris and Jenny here to get into an argument, saying fuck that, because they almost tried to release her, and these big ass spiders come out of nowhere, and one of these spiders end up biting his ass, and Tom Cruise said, "There's camel spiders, and they're not poisonous. You'll be all right." Shit, these spiders was huge as fuck, by the way, and I gotta say, I'm not really I don't like spiders, but I'm not like afraid of them or anything like that. I mean, really, who does like spiders, to be honest? But I gotta say, these were some freakish looking spiders here. If you got an arachnophobia or something like that, I could see where this scene might freak you the fuck out, because they really did play on some people's fears in some of these sequences here. And I gotta tell you, for someone that wasn't afraid of spiders, even I was like, oh hell no, I gotta get the fuck up out of here. The way they were crawling around that fast and stuff, yeah. So he ends up shooting at the place, and Tom Cruise, he's like, there's a rope in that mercury, and the rope spins around. Okay, fuck it, shoot it. Batman, he shoots it, and next you know, they're looking at him like, the fuck is wrong with you? And then this coffin just comes out, and they go, oh, this is not a tomb, this is a prison. We gotta get the hell out of here, but we need to take that coffin with us, by the way. God knows why, but it's her research or whatever. Next thing you know, Tom Cruise, he's starting to have these visions, and he's seeing what's her name? Amunet. She's telling him, thank you for releasing me. So next thing you know, he's all freaked out. They get this sarcophagus on a plane, and he's really starting to see visions now. He's starting to see visions of her on the sand with him, and she's walking or whatever. So basically, he's been chosen to be her vessel to release this Egyptian devil, if you will. I love it, too, because the friend here, I always forget his name, fucking Jake Johnson. Find my ass from that spider bite. He's got, like, veins popping up to his cheekbone and shit like that, and he's looking sick and zombie-like and stuff like that. I'm like, nobody's gonna show attention to him at all. Like, that's not freaking anybody out at all. It's just, oh, okay, we're not gonna rush about that. He ends up dying on this plane. His eyes roll in the back of his head. Next thing you know, he starts digging or scraping at this, at the sarcophagus, and, Courtney B. Vance, he gets up and says, what the hell is wrong with you? And he ends up getting stabbed. Everybody else is freaking out. They're ready to put their guns on him. But Tom Cruise trying to calm down and say, no, don't do this, blah, blah, blah. But Tom Cruise ends up shooting his ass 3 times. The last time was by accident. That was pretty funny, I'm not going to lie. Next thing you know, one of the engines go out. Tom Cruise looks up at the flight deck here. These swarm of fucking birds just coming. I gotta say, I'm not afraid of crows or anything like that. That shit kind of freaked me out, too. These crows take this plane down, baby, and this thing just blows up, and the plane crashes in a site where, funny enough, it needed to crash. Tom Cruise comes out unharmed. They say, hey, everything's fine. Miss Jenny Halsey, she gives a call to Russell Crowe and saying, yeah, I gotta bring you back. I got to bring you this guy because I'm starting to think he's having some sort of visions or something like that. And so he's like, don't tell him anything because he ain't going to believe you. He ain't going to believe in any of this sci-fi shit that's going on. Next thing you know it, We get to the Russell Crowe character where they end up catching the mummy herself. We find out that this dagger is going to be used to bring... they need the dagger with this stone, this diamond, whatever, this gem, whatever it is, to stab Tom Cruise or to kill him with, so they can bring out this devil in him. And thus, the mummy begins, I guess. Hey, there you go. There's your plot synopsis. I got to tell you, I looked at the Rotten Tomatoes score right now. It's getting low. It's really low right about now. It's getting lower and lower. I do not fault that score, but I got to say, it's this movie, I got to say, I was pretty entertained. I saw this now in a, last night. I saw this in a theater in Spain here. And I was concerned. At first, I asked the dude, I said, it's going to be in English. And I had to double check. I saw someone told me the dude at the, what do you call them? The hotel desk help, I guess, whatever. They told me, it's like, yeah, you go to this theater. And I forgot the name of the theater here. It was a really nice theater, though. But they actually play the films there with Spanish subtitles, but it's in English dialect. So I was like, whew. I thought I was going to be reading, because I was about to say, whew, if I got to read a bad film with bad dialogue and the writing's not that good, oh my God, it might be easier for me to tear this movie apart. But I saw it in English, and I gotta tell you, although I do agree with the rating here and stuff, I had a fun time watching this. This is pretty fun in some parts, at least the first two acts. That final third act, oof, that was pretty fucking stupid if you ask me. But the first two, the opening in here, I thought it was kick ass. You know, we're getting the Russell Crowe coming in with his team. They were digging for to build new trains and stuff like that. The people in London, and they found this tomb, if you will, or whatever, of dead bodies and stuff like that, and closed in. And then Russell Crowe's team come in, and they take over and stuff. I thought this opening was really good. And even the first half, it was action-packed, even though there was a lot of stupidity in it. I was like, I'm enjoying myself here, too. And the playing sequence was awesome. Even all the stunt scenes in here were awesome. Tom Cruise, he always delivers in that. I guess to get in my positives more than my negatives, Tom Cruise is awesome. I thought for the little Sophia Boutella had to do, she was cool. I'm sure, I'm willing to bet. I am almost willing to bet somewhere in America right now. Well, I am sick of these movies whitewashing all the time, whatever. They're set in Egypt and stuff like that, even though this movie's set in London. They're whitewashing, not knowing that Sophia Boutella is from fucking North Africa and shit. So, you know, there goes that plan. Idris Elba should be in the cast here, or whatever. Because why? Because he comes from an African descent. So we're just going to disregard the chick that was literally born and raised in Africa. So. Okay, whatever. I'm almost certain, though, that's an argument right now going on in America. Out here, they don't give a fuck. I'm not going to lie. They don't give a fuck about theaters. They don't give a fuck about movies out here. That's just like an afterthought. Then they're like, what? Wait, you'd rather go do that than go eat at the cafe? Oh, that was a terrible accent, P1. What are you doing here? What accent was that, by the way? Either way, though, so positives here. I thought the humor was good. I laughed a lot. I chuckled. I wouldn't say laughed out loud. I thought that they had some moments in here that was really scary. Not like, oh, I'm like terrified or anything like that. But I was like, you know, for a horror person in here, I could see where this would be scary for them. There's some great scenes in here. The action looks great. The acting on Tom Cruise's part is great. Russell Crowe, I thought in his part, he was great. Jake Johnson, he has a funny bit where I told you he dies, he comes back, and he's scraping. He's kind of like a zombie-like type creature. He's kind of like the fucking Igor of the monster uniform. Oh, my God, he might be. I think that just answered my question I was going to ask later in the film. He might be the fucking Igor of the franchise, the Dark Universe, if you will, because he keeps popping up in Tom Cruise's head, telling him, she's coming for you, man. This curse is coming for you. You fucked, whatever. He kind of comes back and forth to make jokes and stuff like that. And I thought he was funny in some parts, but if I had to get in my negatives, and the first one coming off him is I didn't feel that worked in this film with him coming back as this zombie vision ghost, if you will, telling Tom Cruise. I thought it was funny, don't get me wrong. It's just for some reason, the problem with this movie, the tone is all over the damn place. And every time that popped up, I just felt like, I felt like the wrong time to have that pop up here. They like I said, there's some good comedy in here. And there's some good horror elements in here. The problem is they're too busy fighting with each other, and they're not feeling organic or coherently enough to feel like, oh, wow, that was meant to be that way. It felt kind of, I ain't gonna lie, it felt kind of forced in some parts that to be there and there. And I think the problem is this movie had, like, what, 5 writers on it or something like that? And that's already a big problem here. And I think most of this movie's problem is, goddamn, Sophia Boutella. I'm looking at a photo right here. Yeah, I would definitely hit that. I know a lot of people think she's ugly and shit like that. I'm like, y'all fucking crazy shit. I ain't gonna lie. There was a part in this movie where she got on Tom Cruise with that knife, and they were in that church, and her little zombie minions were holding him down. Her mummy minions were holding him down. And she was, like, lifting his shirt up, rubbing on him, getting ready to stab him and shit. She would have been looking down at my crotch area. She'd have been, like, grabbing down there, talking about, what the hell is that? I'd have been like, oh, sorry, I got a boner. I got turned on, okay, damn. I'm not gonna lie, I did get a little turned on, but I was like, ooh. it's some ancient shit right here, because she fine as hell with that type of tattoos on and stuff like that. I was just like, you know, if you just don't show me your nails, because her nails are all fucked up and stuff. Now, granted, she's been buried for thousands of years and shit like that. I get it, but still, I was like, let me take you to a nice nail salon, girl, get some nails done and stuff like that, and, you know, maybe give you a bath. You'd be all right, you know? you'd be all right. I can fix you up. And don't introduce you to some other dudes, because then you'll find out that they look better than I do. So I'm like, we can make this work, girl. Back in the negatives, though. If I had to get into a negative, another thing, too, is this movie, it doesn't feel... this ain't really a negative for me. I don't really give a shit, because I don't really think... I'm trying to say, what can you do with a fucking mummy movie? It feels just the same as some other mummy, the original mummy movie. Hell, even some parts in the Brendan Fraser mummy movie. They do a lot of scenes that were shot from there. They even bring back that book. I forgot the name of the book in the Brendan Fraser mummy or whatever. They even show a short clip of that in Russell Crowe's room and... with the Jenny character, she's fucking useless, by the way. If I had to point out anything that's the worst actress in it, it's her. Her line delivery is terrible. She's just terrible. She serves no purpose to be there. She's just fucking useless. And it's such a damn shame, too, because what's her name in the 1999 version of Mummy, Rachel Weisz, she felt like she was important. She needed to be there. She played a part in the role. She actually came across as this, I'm not going to say that strong female character because I can't stand that fucking phrase, whatever. That's almost up there with childhood. But she felt like she was necessary to the plot in here. Here, Annabella Wallace, she just fucking sucks. And it's fucking useless. I don't even know why she was in here at all. She was pointless. I really don't know why she was in here at all. And then when her story arc at the end, I really was just like, oh, fuck this character. They pulled that love shit. I don't know where, but they pulled that love shit right out of their asses here. But I got to say... as much stupid shit that was in here, I was with this movie for two halves of it. I would say when it got to the action parts, they were really fun and exciting. Even the part where it's sometimes cartoonish and shit. The way Tom Cruise gets his ass beaten in there, too, is kind of cartoonish. Especially when she punches his ass up in midair. You're expecting, like, some goofy laugh track from that the Goofy movie that came out. With like, or however that goes. Whatever. I ain't watching Looney's Goofy commercials, God knows, so long, so... bear with me on this, people. But I think right when it got to the part of the Russell Crowe, when he drugs Tom Cruise character and he reveals himself and his lair and stuff like that, which I forgot the name of this place too. Basically, S.H.I.E.L.D. He's Nick Fury. I forgot the name of the damn place. I thought that's where in the movies really, like, they were already showing beforehand, but that was like, okay, this is where the movie's really gonna start to slow down, and you can kind of feel it. It's a little, what is it? I'm looking it up right now. Oh, it's an hour. I thought it was 2 hours. It felt like it was 2 hours long. It did go on a little bit longer than it needed to be. I would have maybe like 140, 135 or something like that. When it got to this part, it just kind of became exposition the movie. There was so much fucking exposition in this film. And they repeat the same words over and over. Gods and monsters, gods and monsters. They said that line so many times, especially Russell Crowe. He said it like 3 times in the film and stuff. I thought Russell Crowe was good, too. He plays Shockingly Be Known. I know some people are going to say, like, oh, that's spoilers, whatever. Granted, even though this movie's spoiler. Some reviews, somebody says this or say, I don't want to tell you who his name is. His fucking name on IMDb says Dr. Henry Jekyll. People was already making speculation of this, so if you think that's a spoiler, you're a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. Get to a point now where it's just like, oh, that's a spoiler or whatever. So people, if you don't say his name in his review saying, I won't say his name because this should be a reveal, People can find this out on fucking IMDb. Hell, when you go look the movie's rating up to see what it is on Rotten Tomatoes, they tell you it right there as well, too. So this is not a fucking spoiler. It's listed that way. But he is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, or whatever. And he starts to have, like, this... Which I thought fit better in this movie. I thought it was kind of cooler in this movie. He has basically Oscorp from The Amazing Spider-Man, where he has Dr. Octopus's tentacles, the vulture's wings, and shit like that. Instead, he's got Frankenstein's skeleton. He's got a skeleton with vampire teeth and stuff like that. He's got the book from the original Mummy. And you'd have to, like, really pay attention to see that book, too. They throw it out, but... you'd have to remember the original Mummy the Brendan Fraser Mummy to see that. Well, what else was there? There was a couple of weapons was there. Oh, man, I want to say, you seen Frankenstein? You can see the stitching around the head and stuff like that. They had all these kind of things going on here. The weapons and stuff. I thought it looked cooler in this film because I was like, well, for this film, it makes more sense to set it up that way, especially if he turns out to be who he is, which I thought it was going to be like, maybe it was Van Helsing. Maybe Tom Cruise is a descendant of Van Helsing. But now I'm almost certain they straight up said he was Dracula in this film. Gonna go ahead and say it. They straight up said he was Dracula. I was questioning, it was like, did they say he's the Mummy or Dracula? They didn't even explain that part here. I thought that this, even though the sequence of showing all this stuff was cool for some things, as far as setting this universe, but it just felt so out of place in this movie. And I don't know why, neither. It just felt like we missed like a good 20 minutes of the film. We just jump shift right to this film. I'm not mistaken, there's about three editors on this film, too. Husband and wife duo as well. And you can clearly tell because some of the editing here, whew. Well, you can't clearly tell. Why would I say that? Clearly tell, but it felt like they weren't even in the same room with some of the editing because it just jumped shift to certain scenes where I was just like, how do we get from here to here? There's even a sequence here, too, where Tom Cruise saves Annabelle Wallace from this train crash. And the very next scene, he's alone. And she's looking for him. I'm like, wait a minute, what? I'm not training a bus trash, too. When the sandstorm came in, I was like, how the fuck did they get separated? They literally was just, like, right there in front of each other. So how did they get separated? It was like we missed a whole other scene here. It's almost like someone came in and told them, you need to shorten this movie a little bit longer. Like, maybe it was longer than this, and there's a director's cut to this. God knows, hopefully not. Because some of the dialogue in here is pretty fucking bad, I gotta say. But I gotta say, even with all that, I was still enjoying myself somehow until we got into this third act, where I would say in this part where the mummy herself, Amunet, starts talking to Tom Cruise, and it kind of made it seem like she was the victim, where the way she was describing like how Russell Crowe and them are gonna kill you and stuff like that, and I was just like, oh my god, is he gonna free her and they're gonna team up or something like that? Like, what's going on here? And I like the Russell Crowe fight scene with Tom Cruise where he kind of prevents Russell Crowe from taking his serum shot to become Mr. Hyde. And they have this fight scene where this dude is incredibly strong and stuff like that. Once again, it just felt like it was just no need for it to be there. It was like, eh. I don't even know why it's there. And then the Annabelle Wallace story, too, it just didn't make any sense as well. But then it goes even further than this when they escape from Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde's lair with all these things and stuff like that. I wouldn't even say escape. And not like Dr. Jekyll, because Dr. Jekyll was going to kill Tom Cruise. That's basically what he's saying. He's just like, you heard her. You're the vessel for evil. I got to kill your ass, whatever. For the greater of mankind, you got to die. Because he said if she ends up stabbing you in the heart with that dagger and that stone... the evil is gonna come out in you, and next thing you're gonna wreak havoc around the world, so gotta kill you. So he ends up getting out of there, and next you know it, this bullshit ass movie goes into that love detail where for all of a sudden he has like this connection with Jenny here. I don't know why, even though he pretty much said they had a one night stand, they pretty much just said, hey, I was just using you to get to this map so I could find this location. The mummy, Amunet, she ends up killing her. And Tom Cruise starts to feel something for her. And when he finds her dead, he's like pleading, no, come back. He's crying and so on. And Tom Cruise laying it on thick. I'm like, wow, he's acting really hard for this shit. And I was like, I don't know where this connection thing came from either. So he ends up after getting his ass handed to him, he gets his ass beat in this film, people. Like, this mummy chick is just throwing him around and shit like a rag doll. She's slapping him down. Like, especially in this sequence, she slaps his ass down like 4 times. I'm like, God damn, dude. Stay down, please. Don't get back up. But he ends up getting the dagger from her after telling Aminet, me and you will never be together. He stabs himself with the dagger because he believes, I guess, I don't know what he was thinking with this. Like, the whole thing was just like, don't stab him with the dagger because the evil will be released. Okay, well, I was confused. I was like, so if it's her that stabbed, or can anybody stabs him with that dagger, does the evil get released? And then I was thinking, okay, he just did it, so now he's going to become the all-evil being. But then he stabbed himself because he kept looking at the body of Jenny in the film, and I'm like, what does that do? I guess because he starts having flashbacks to when Aminet was telling him, like, you'll be a god, you'll be immortal and all this stuff like that. You'll be able to walk among men and stuff. And I was like, that sounds like Dracula. So she's basically saying he's going to be Dracula, the god of all evil, right? That's Dracula, if I'm not mistaken. And even in the trailers, you see it, he moves at like super speed and stuff like that. I was like, that's Dracula. That's not the mummy here. So he ends up stabbing himself with this, and he ends up kicking Aminet's ass, and then he sucks the life force out of her, which is the mummy. That's what the mummy does. That's what Sophia Boutella's in here. She does it just like in the original, well, not the original, Brendan Fraser, where he kind of puts his mouth towards their mouth and sucks the life, but he's a dude, so he ain't going to be kissing all the dudes. In here, she straight up puts her lips on the other dudes and sucks the life force out of them and shit, which, I ain't going to lie, that looks like the best orgasm of all time, the way them dudes are screaming shit and moving their bodies and contorting and shit. I was like, hey. Let's just say this way. If me and Cody was in this movie, he's like, run, P1, run. I'd be like, hold on. I'm going to try to see if I can talk to her. He'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Or whatever. I'd be like, she seemed to communicate by kissing. Let's see if this, oh my God, I'd pull a Batman and Robin on her ass. I'd be like, rubber lips, baby. And give up that V card. Anyway, though, so he stabs himself. He sucks the life force out of her. And then he's, like, crying. He goes back to Jenny's body. He's crying. This shit really confused me. He brings her back to life by yelling at her. He ends up killing her. Sophia Boutella's character, she kills her by drowning her, I guess, or whatever. There's no blood wounds or anything like that, so she just drowns her. But Tom Cruise brings her back to life by yelling really loud into her, and his face elongates, kind of like the mummy, but you kind of see fangs and his eyes turn yellow, so I was like, I'm confused. I think he's Dracula now. I'm almost willing to bet he's like Dracula. I want to say, give me 75% more that he's Dracula than the mummy, which will make sense because Interview with the Vampire, he already played a vampire, so I'm like, oh, well, that's pretty easy for him, right? And then the movie cuts off with him, kind of escaping, but then Jenny catches him and says, he tells, because his whole character arc is like, there's no good inside of him, like, he's just a scumbag, and she's, like, trying to convince him, you are a good guy, you saved my life, on that plane when you gave me the only parachute. He makes a joke saying, I couldn't find any other parachutes and stuff, you know, and he tells her throughout this scene when he becomes this evil being, he learns how to control it, I guess. He ends up telling her, I have to go find out what I am and what I can do with this. He's like, I believe I'm not that good of a person. I am evil. But she's like, you just brought me back to life. You saved me. And that's his whole character arc, you know, finding out how to control the evil inside and trying to bring the good out of it, you know. And he ends up vanishing. Russell Crowe's character, they and his team, they find her down there, and they're going over this monologue speech. They're talking to each other, talking about, like, he saved my life and spared me, and he stopped her, Aminet as well. There is good in him. Maybe we can use him to fight along this battle and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, wow. That's clearly a setup for the future movie. I gotta say, possibly the setup for future films is probably what hurt this film the most. It does so much inside this movie trying to crowbar or slam in here. I mean, I gotta say, I hate to use the word crowbar because I actually enjoyed the stuff that they threw in here to tie in with other monster movies and stuff. It just didn't fit right or well with this film. It didn't mash together well at all. But then we see the ending of the film. Tom Cruise, He's with Jake Johnson, who I think is going to be Igor, to be honest, whatever. He's like, Jake Johnson, I want to thank you for bringing me back to life, but what the hell are we doing out here? And he's like, where's your sense of adventure at? And this big-ass sandstorm is following him, and it's clearly being made by Tom Cruise's character. And I'm just thinking, like, so he's the mummy, then. Only the mummy could do sandstorms. And from what I remember in Dracula Untold, that motherfucker was creating lightning bolts and shit like that. So I'm like, are we just throwing this up in the air, or they just don't know who's going to be Dracula left? And so they're just throwing some little hints in there and be like, maybe Tom Cruise will be Dracula. You never know, whatever. I thought the setup was just so bad that they just didn't go out flat out and say that's who he's going to be. It's like they're trying to say, hey, we're going to show you every fucking thing else, but we're going to hold out on that. It's just like, well, you already got your eggs in the basket at 99.9%. You might as well throw that 0.1% in there and just go all out with it here. I enjoyed myself. I walked out of here just going like, kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean, the latest one, or just in franchise in general, just like, stupid as fuck. But I was like, I enjoyed myself up into that last 20 minutes, maybe. I think the movie has another problem, if I had to compare it to the Brendan Fraser version, is this one lacks on the adventure part. It's not as fun and thrilling on that kind of the Uncharted level of going out looking for treasure and stuff like that. It doesn't have that feel for it. I think that's one another thing that hurts the problems, is it's not fun in that sense of like going on the action-adventure side. This is more of a serious, in some parts at least, toned down dark universe, if you will. And I think that kind of hurts the film too, because, you know, we're supposed to be getting this action adventure mummy exploring all these tombs of Egypt and stuff, and you just don't get that in this film. And it lacks that sense of adventure in the film. I thought that was really missing here. Some of the acting is bad because the dialogue is delivered really bad. And not to mention, it's just terrible dialogue all of a sudden. I think the only one that really came unscathed out of this is Russell Crowe and Tom Cruise. And that's mainly only because, well, they're veteran and seasoned actors with this. I got to say, watching this, though, I was like, this is pretty interesting. I got to say, I enjoyed my time there. I thought I somewhat had a good time. I wish there was a lot of lost potential I saw in this movie where you could have did better. But I was like, eh. I don't think this movie is going to get any kind of recognition critically-wise or financially-wise. I don't really think it's going to do that well domestically in the box office. I will say, though, it does have me still intrigued to see how this universe is going to come together. I do want to see more movies out of this. I hope they just don't, because of this movie, if it fails hard at the box office, I hope they just don't drop it. Nothing, though. Without that third act, I had a good time. I enjoyed myself. I'm gonna give that a high stream it. There's a lot here for you to be entertained if you go in to see in the theaters. But really, when it comes down to it, this movie does nothing different. It struggles to have a personality. It's laughable in some sense of the dialogue. But I would say, and some of the characters are just useless. And I would say that the tone is just all over the place, and this movie just doesn't know what to be. Tom Cruise does carry this film. There's a lot of great stunt work in here. The action scenes I thought were really impressive, especially the one where he falls out of the van and the car is rolling over him. I really love that sequence there. Some of the setup I enjoyed. I just thought it didn't feel right in this film. I wouldn't even say the comedy works in the film. It's just, once again, the tone just didn't feel right neither. Or whatever. The delivery of the lines from the people were great that were delivering the comedy. It's just that it didn't feel right in this movie. So it almost feels like most of the setup for future films is what hurt this movie the most. So I'm just going to drop a low streaming on this. And by the way, there's no cameo by Brendan Fraser, so you can just cut that out. I tried waiting for the end credits to see if there was like a stinger at the end of the trailer, but I was like, fuck that. I need to go to a bar. I need to have a drink or something like that. Which, by the way, in Spain theaters, they do serve alcohol. Unfortunately, it's not the alcohol I want. I saw the concession stands a big-ass Corona sign next to a thing of popcorn. I was like, ugh. That kind of tuned me out. So I was like, fuck a Corona.
You are alive because you were chosen.
Chosen? By what?
Evil. The ultimate evil.
Legend has it she's a being of unimaginable powers.
Now she's using him to regain them.
Oh, until she has remade our world into her own.
Please just stay with me.
I'm scared.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Don't leave me.
Escape. She's got plans for you.